Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Mic check. Someone give me a mic check, please. Good morning. Mic check.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Who is this morning?
This is the vivacious Cynthia from Atlanta.
Vivacious Cynthia, how are you this morning?
I am very well. Ollie, how are you?
Praise God. Trying to get this show together this morning. A couple of technical things going on here.
Well, I'm sure everything will fall in place.
Yes, that definitely does. We got about 3 minutes here, a second before the final piece is almost
done. And I invited some folks, so.
Great. We're processing. Good morning, folks. Welcome to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. If you just joined us this morning, welcome. We are excited to be with you this morning as we celebrate our 12th year here, coming to you each and every morning with that sole purpose of creating a mastermind alliance. And one of our theme songs is that don't worry, be happy, and it's a great day, and each day that you are blessed to see the light as you open your eyes. And as I said before, when two or more minds come together, it has the ability to stimulate and activate the divine source that's within you. And through this activation, you have the ability, as I often say, because of your divine consciousness. Your consciousness is connected to the divine consciousness, Almighty God, which controls every single thing over the trillions and trillions of years in the universe, and you happen to be connected to that source. And as a result, we say that you can download all the good that you desire. So that's why we tell you, don't worry, be happy. So our goal here in the morning,
a little song I wrote. Yes. You might want to sing it note for note.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
Yes.
In every life we have some trouble.
A little problem here
worry,
and there.
You make it double.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
And how do you get to that state of happiness? As we say, you download all the good that you desire. But how you get to that state of happiness, let me get the recording. Well, someone tell me it wasn't recording. Mic check. 1 second. Don't worry.
The recording has started.
This morning, mic check. Good morning.
All participants are muted.
We are back on track. And we are saying, as we talked to you earlier, and again, we'll do the intro. Welcome to those of you who just tuned in. As I say, we can download all the good that we desire, and as a result, you can have what you desire. It's right there waiting for you. But what we work on here is self-discipline, managing your ability to control your thoughts. This is the Billionaire Mastermind Forum, and this is our platform. And good morning, this morning. I know Billionaire Joe is now with us. Billionaire Baby, mic check. Are you with us this morning? You generally are. And Delray
Good
B.
Morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm great, and you sound great too.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to kick off the morning here with a little comedy this morning, and we're going to open up with Nephew Tommy. How much money do we have in the church? You know, a lot of us churchgoers and they're collecting money, and a lot of times we don't know where that money goes. So Nephew Tommy, who's on the Steve Harvey Show, does these prank calls. And this one I thought was kind of cute. So this is to some of you who are just tuning in, get a little laughter in your blood. You know, this, put a little smile on your face, this one. Hold on before we get started. Again, this is the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. Yours truly, Dr. Govind Swain, Ali Yassin, the Prosperity Philosopher. Getting started on this Friday here, the 24th of April. Here we go.
What you got for us, Nat?
How much money do we have in the account, Pastor? Watch it now. It came in 3 seconds. I broke it up. Now, how much money do we have in the account, Pastor? How much money do we have in the account? Let's go.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach Pastor Hayes.
This is he.
Pastor Hayes, how you doing? This is Brother Lonnie Thompson. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. And how can I help you today?
Pastor, I'm actually one of your members at the church, and I want to just commend you that you're doing a good job the way you are displaying safety. Let me say that first and foremost.
Okay, cool. Thank you. You know, we just want everybody to be safe and healthy. And your name again?
Brother Lonnie Thompson.
Okay. And Brother Thompson, I'm kind of about to be in the middle of dinner. How can I help you, brother?
Well, here's what I wanted to ask you, man. Pastor, I want to ask you this. I know you know a lot of people are going through different things, and people are, you know, trying to make sure they keep food and stuff in the house because, you know, time like this, you know, you kind of want to stay put, but you want to make sure you got enough food and water and things like that. So, but what I wanted, my reason for calling you is I wanted to ask you how much money do we have in the account?
Come again?
The church account. How much money do we have in there?
Brother, what? What do you say your name was?
My name is Brother Lonnie Thompson.
Okay, Brother Thompson, how did you get my personal cell phone number to be calling me at home this time of day?
Well, I got this number from one of the brothers at the church.
What brother at the church? They know not to give my personal number out to people I don't know. Are you a
I'm a member though. I'm a member.
Okay. Well, how long you been a member? Because I've been pastor this church for 10 years, and your name ain't familiar to me. How long you been a member at my church?
I've been a member probably going on 3 years now, but I ain't been since, you know, since that day I joined. I kind of got caught out there. You know how it go. But
wait. So you been a member of my church 2 or 3 years? You ain't been to the church in 2 to 3 years. Are you calling me to ask me about finances of my church? I don't understand what you're looking for.
Well, I am a member, so I mean, I do have to. Don't I have the right to know what we got in there? What we got in the account?
Actually, you don't. You don't have the right to that question. If you don't actually come to the church. You can't come to the church, sign up for church, and then call me 3 years later asking me what we got going on at the church. So I need to understand, what is your purpose? What are you
trying to do? Well, like I say, everybody going through hard times. I'm trying to see what we got in there because, you know, I need to pick up a few things from the store. I don't have the money right now, but shouldn't I be able to lean on my church, though?
You can lean on it. We've done a lot of stuff in the community. We've been feeding the elderly. We got a food bank. We've been cash-apping people some money that when we can. But you ain't been at this church in 3 years. You can't call me after 3 years and think I'm about to give you some money for something. I don't even know if you're a real member.
I am a real member. I'm a real member. So hold on, Pastor. Hold on.
What? Boy, look here. I'm trying to sit down and have you sitting here on my last nerve. Look here, Brother Thompson. I don't know you. I ain't never heard of you. You am not about to call here and try to get some money out of me. And you ain't even a member of the church. You can't.
I am a member of the church.
You're not a member of the church. Because you come to the church one time, you ain't been back in 3 years, and you come to me for some money.
I am a member.
Gave your mama. You are not a member of this church, sir.
I am a member of the church. Look. Let me tell you something.
Thompson,
I know this ain't no.
No, Ms. Thompson. Let me tell you what. You can't join my church two or three years ago and call me 3 years later, get my number from somebody and ask me for money because you're going through hard times. Now, if you was a true member of the church, you'll understand how we work and how we give money to people that are struggling. I just delivered 40 meals today to our elderly, huh? Last week we cashed out people money to go pick up groceries. Apparently,
well, do you need my cash app then? Do you need my cash?
Boy, you gonna make me cuss? You ain't even tithing. So how you not tithing and think you?
I told you I have fell on bad times. Didn't I say I fell on bad times?
You fell on bad times for 3 years.
Hey, you know, it takes longer for some people, okay? Why are you judging me in opposed to trying to figure out how to cash app me
because
so I can get on?
You're not a member of my church. I don't know if you some scam artist trying to get money from the church, sir. I have never met you. I don't know you. Matter of fact, I'm about to call up the deacons to see who you are and why they would give my number to some boy to call me and ask me for some money.
Hey, let me say this to you. If you don't cash app me, then I'm finna let all the members. I know our church ain't no mega church. You know we got 300-400 members. I already know. So, but I would let every member know that you're not cash apping me to help me in a time of need. I will do that.
Hey, Brother Thompson, you can let them know. You can Facebook it, Instagram. You can put it on that TikTok and tag me in it. I ain't giving you a dime. I don't know you. I ain't never heard of you. Matter of fact, you need to get off my phone. I got dinner with my wife about to go on, man, and I ain't got time to be going back and forth with you. I need to know who gave you my number so I can call them up and tell them don't be giving my number out to some stranger who ain't been in our church in 2 to 3 years and going to ask me for some money, some cash out. Or if you don't get off this phone, who gave you my number?
Okay, so let me ask you something. So you know Deacon Marvin Dillard?
I know Deacon Marvin. Yeah, what about him?
Do you know he listens to the radio every morning?
Yeah.
He's listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Pastor Hayes, you just got pranked by your boy, Deacon Marvin.
Boy, see, and that's why Deacon Marvin about to get kicked off the board. Boy, you got me out in my yard. Yeah. My neighbors looking at me like I'm crazy. They know I'm on the block. Boy, you almost made me cuss. You can't be doing that during this time, man.
Pastor, you all right, man?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm good. Baby, everything good. My wife and I came out here, boy, and you don't want her to set it off.
You don't want the first lady to go off. Okay.
Man. But, we take care of our church, man. We feed them, send the money, man, deliver meals, man, make sure everybody's good during this time.
That's good, man. Hey, man, before we get off, you got to let me know, 2020, baby, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show with that ignorant nephew Tommy.
Yes, yes. How much money do we have in the account? Good morning, folks, if you just joined us. Welcome, nephew Tommy. Yeah.
There's too many of you crying.
Marvin Gaye asked the question.
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying.
And good morning again, folks. If you just tuned in, this is the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. This is yours truly, your host, Dr. Ali Yassin, Gold Rich Mind, the Prosperity Philosopher. Welcome you this morning to our Friday broadcast.
To bring some love in.
Yeah, what's going on?
Father, we don't need to escalate. War is not the answer.
Yes, yes.
For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today. Oh, take it back. Take it back. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Oh, what's going on? Good morning again. As Marvin Gaye says, what's going on? So kind of want to get your mindset for the weekend here, folks, and kind of play a little affirmation, motivation, change your thoughts and change your mind. This has to do a lot with, you know, your consciousness and attracting what you attracted in your life. So I want to play a little bit of that for you, kind of get you ready for the strong end, as we call it. And then we'll come back and begin our show here this morning. But this is change your thoughts. A little few minutes here, about 5 or 10 minutes of a motivational YouTube piece that I found, I think, might help you. And it deals with, you know, our consciousness and subconscious, what we're thinking. But take a few minutes and share. I'm going to share this with you.
What do you want to do tonight?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
The moment you shift how you think about yourself and your circumstances, both you and those circumstances will begin to change. Hello, this is Dane Slotz. I'm sure you've heard the idea that our thoughts somehow shape the reality we experience, that negative thoughts influence the world around us and bring about negative circumstances, while positive thoughts somehow bring about positive circumstances. Well, an entire industry of motivational speakers has been created around this premise. Almost all of us have been exposed to the tenets of positive thinking. But if it works so well, then why isn't everyone who attends these seminars and reads these books rich and successful? And most of all, happy? If all we need to do is to think positive thoughts, we should be able to create a positive world almost overnight, shouldn't we? What's wrong with this picture? Well, I've spent the last 20 years trying to find out. And what I discovered is a philosophy that I'll share with you, along with a set of tools and programs I think will not only be a tremendous benefit, but will literally allow you to become your potential and derive the maximum pleasure out of life. Much of what I'm about to share with you will seem simple in concept. The best ideas usually are. And so I should warn you that there's a tendency to view these simple ideas from a surface level without really internalizing and practicing them. Therefore, I recommend that you listen to this tape a minimum of 4 times. 10 times would be even better. And each time you hear these ideas, rather than using your rational intellectual mind, which analyzes things to death, use your playful, risk-taking side and make the effort to incorporate these tools into your daily life. The reason I'm asking this of you is because I know that most of you will listen to this tape once and then stick it on a shelf, and you'll never really use the material. I want you to use this stuff, to practice it and internalize it. You see, it takes a commitment, a conscious commitment, to make positive change occur on a subconscious level. The tools and reprogramming processes must be used to make them work. Look, here's something I want you to realize right now. The old you will do everything in its power to prevent change. It will come up with excuses for not listening to the tapes. It will procrastinate and make excuses for not using these ideas and programs, even if they're good for you. And the reason why you'll do that to yourself is because the old you is comfortable. It has a built-in survival mechanism to protect the status quo. And that's why change is so difficult. And it's also why positive thinking on a surface level always fails. Millions and millions of people attend positive thinking seminars or buy books and tapes each year, yet very few derive lasting benefits from them. If you've ever attended any of these seminars or read any of these books, you're usually high from the motivational uplift for about 2 days. Then you go back to your old self again. Listen, it isn't that the material isn't valid or doesn't work. It does. It's just that the positive thinking and motivational stories deal only with your conscious mind. And that conscious mind is not the engine that powers your life. Rather, it's the subconscious or the unconscious portions of your mind from which your behavior and attitudes spring. Going directly into the unconscious and rewiring how you think about yourself and your future is the key to permanent and lasting change. And that's precisely what we'll be addressing in this program. Okay, let's begin. First off, let me give you the philosophy behind this program and also answer the question of just how our thinking and beliefs on a subconscious level affects our wealth, our health, and our success or failure in any undertaking. Let me read you something that sums up rather nicely the point of all of this. What we believe determines what we make true. Let me read that again to you. What we believe determines what we make true. Our perceptions of reality, how we think about ourselves and the world around us, what we look for and what we take to be true is determined by our beliefs. Alter a belief and you can change reality, or at least the reality that you experience. What I'm saying is that through your beliefs, you form your reality. A friend of mine who's a very successful and very wealthy real estate entrepreneur started without a single dime in his pocket, and he was able to amass a great fortune in only a few years with a simple philosophy of faking it until he made it. He convinced himself on a subconscious level that he had already acquired a great fortune, when in fact he was really broke. In his mind, he became a millionaire. The circumstances that brought about that reality then followed. Now, I'm sure that you've heard similar stories. What we take to be true on a subconscious level becomes our reality. Now, does that mean that skill and luck don't play a role in wealth and prosperity? Well, money-making skills are learned and begin with a desire and a belief that it's possible. Remember, what we believe is based on our perceptions, and what we perceive depends upon what we look for. And what we look for depends upon what we think. And luck, and we all know of those people who seem to be exceptionally lucky, is created out of a core belief that good things should happen. It's an expectation. Expect to be lucky, and you will be. It's as simple as that. Now, you've probably seen this happen to you all the time, but in reverse. You know, when you tell yourself that you're having a bad day, and sure enough, you do. What we believe determines what we make true. And that's the entire premise of this idea, as well as the tape. Are you still with me? What I'm telling you here is nothing new. In fact, it's very old. Philosophers and great thinkers have been saying it for thousands of years. The Roman philosopher Marcus Aurelius said, "Our light is what our thoughts make of it." Napoleon Hill said exactly the same thing in Think and Grow Rich. And everyone since has said the same basic idea. But that doesn't necessarily help you make it work better in your life. You see, you've got to break through an encrusted mind script that's made up of years of negative programming. That's why we've created mind development tools here at Zygon, because the purpose of these tools is to deal with the issue of beliefs and behavior at the deepest levels of your being, and to anchor these new beliefs into your subconscious, where your beliefs are formed and reinforced by your perceptions and thus made true. To create lasting change, you must re-script the core set of beliefs that forms how you think and perceive your reality. Inside our subconscious minds, we have scripted what we see as the truth. Remember, what we accept to believe as true is true or becomes true, period. And any evidence contrary to our core beliefs is discarded or perceptually modified by our brains. So if you've been told all your life that you'll never amount to anything or believe that being wealthy is something beyond your grasp, then that is the mind script that is welded into your subconscious. And then that's the reality you will experience. Now, enough talk about that. Let me give you now a very simple and very powerful tool that you can use to create the reality that you'd like to experience, to attract wealth and prosperity, to bring forth loving and positive relationships, to make you shine and glow and achieve in every area of your life. It's a process I call visioneering. What is it? Well, it's a program of mental rehearsal of future events that anchors successful images to positive emotions through a simple visualization technique. It also programs the subconscious to bring forth a desired goal into reality. Now, you're probably familiar with visualization techniques, and perhaps you've experimented with them in your life. That's good. Most people try it for a while, but then they give up, usually for two reasons. The first is that the old you creeps in again with excuses for not changing. and also because you may not have been doing it right, so you never really notice any positive feedback to justify continuing doing it. Well, I'm going to give you a super simple solution that's going to work incredibly well, but it's up to you to use it. And there are three steps in the process. Before I give them to you, let me give you a bit of a tip. You must set up a regular time each and every day for your visioneering session. We're talking about 5 minutes a day. 5 minutes, and you can achieve any worthwhile goal that you desire. Morning or night, it doesn't really matter. Just give yourself the 5 minutes. You're worth it. Now, this 5 minutes must be exclusively devoted to the visioneering process. Okay, are you ready for a session? Get into a comfortable position. Close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, roll them upwards slightly, as if you're trying to see the center of your forehead, and listen to yourself breathe. Focus your attention on slowly taking deep breaths and on the sound of the air coming in and out of your lungs. Feel yourself relax. Do this breathing exercise 5 times. It will only take 45 seconds or so as you focus on your breathing. This is a simple relaxation exercise that will immediately alter your consciousness, putting your brain into an alpha state. In fact, if you were to hook yourself up to an EEG machine while doing the simple procedure, you would see an increase in alpha wave production emitting from your brain. And in only 45 seconds. You know, there are seminars that charge upwards of $500 to teach you this. Okay. So you've learned how to induce an alpha brainwave state in 45 seconds. The next step is to pick out an image of a past memory where you were extremely happy. Really get in touch with that experience. It doesn't really matter what it is or when it happened. The point is to conjure up a winning feeling or a positive emotion that you can then use to connect with your image of a future event. Perhaps this is an image of the moment you remember falling in love, or receiving a standing ovation during a high school play. Go back into your past and pull out a very specific event that you will relive in every detail. Feel the pats on your back, the loving adulation. Remember the voices, the smells, the colors. As you recreate this scene, let yourself re-experience all of those winning feelings. What you're doing here is bringing forward into your consciousness a positive emotion that will psychologically become connected with a future goal in your subconscious. This has the effect of anchoring that desired goal into the subconscious mind so that it's energized and becomes a subconscious reality. Now, making it happen is really quite easy, because if the subconscious mind believes it, it will alter your perceptions and will look for it to make it into a reality. I'll talk more about that a little bit later. Okay, once you've relived that positive moment and felt those winning feelings welling up inside of you, the next step is to envision the future goal that you want to achieve as vividly as possible. It can be through a mental picture, a word, a musical note, a taste, in fact, any sensory image that you can think of. Each person is different. Some people respond better to pictures, while others words. The key point here is to see yourself as if you've already achieved that goal, whether it's in the form of a picture, a feeling, or words. If it's money, see yourself as already having it. Perhaps the images are of you going to the bank with a big deposit, or you're sitting at your desk at work piled high with $100 bills. Smell the money. Roll in it. Throw it in the air. See yourself walking down the street wearing the finest clothes, driving your dream car, and hearing the whispers and comments of your friends wondering how you ever got so successful. If you're a student taking a test, see that big red A+ marked across the top of your exam. If you're a salesperson, see yourself actually closing the sale. If you're giving a speech, see the audience clapping for you and telling you what a wonderful job that you've done. Let's say you want a vacation home on Cape Cod or in Malibu. Picture yourself walking through the front door, noticing the color and the texture of the walls, the lawn, the roof, the entry area. Go ahead and walk through the entire home in your mind, filling in the details exactly as you would like them to be in your reality. Give your images as much richness and detail as you possibly can. And don't worry if at first your images are a bit fuzzy. The process improves with practice. Tie in sounds, smells, and touch. In fact, the more senses and the greater the specificity, the more ammunition that you're giving your subconscious mind to believe it and then to act on it. Okay, you get the idea. Now let's review the steps here. First, you get comfortable. Close your eyes and roll them upward, focusing your breathing for 5 breaths. Second, recreate a winning feeling by bringing forth a positive image from your past and reliving it for a minute or two. 3, envision your future goal as if you've already achieved it and do a mental rehearsal of that event or objective with as much color and detail as possible. Now, there's one last thing that I want you to do at the end of every session that may seem a bit strange at first, but it's very powerful and very important. When you open your eyes, I want you to say the following out loud. I now allow myself to have, and then fill in the blank with whatever it was that you want. And then
and top of the morning to you. And as we share some thoughts with you, Nephew Tommy, and the change of thoughts and change of circumstances in life was a recording we just played. And hopefully that was able to stimulate some thoughts in your mind on the powers that you have that can control your life just through your thought process. You know, we talked about some questions, and we asked some questions over the week, and it's just a powerful thing to have that control in your mind. So good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to our broadcast. This is Friday, and on the Billionaire Mastermind Forum here, and as we do a recap this morning, Billionaire Joe was out this morning. I was out yesterday as well, and Billionaire Baby is here. I don't know if we have any other co-hosts that might be on this one. I can't see the dashboard. But I'm going to turn it over to you, Billionaire. Just before I do, I want to get the recap in and some affirmation. But I do want to comment on a couple of things that the video was talking about. And the 3 steps, create the reality that you want. In your conscious, subconscious mind, the core of our belief must change, and we accept whatever we accept is true will become true. And he was giving us this exercise that we can actually do, closing your eyes and upwards, taking a deep breath and put your brain into alpha wave, brainwave state. You talked about that. And then reliving positive emotions that you've experienced, you know, in the past. And then the 3rd part, visualizing, you know, a picture, see yourself already achieving that particular goal. These are thoughts that you've heard before, just a great, great, great reminder of what we can do in these trying times to better ourselves and our experience. Good morning, Billionaire Baby. Mic check. Are we ready?
Yes, mic check. Yeah.
Go.
Yeah, yes, he gave the tools for literally the law of attraction, attracting to you. Let's see if am I better?
Yeah, go ahead.
Get rid of this. Okay.
to attract to you what you want. What he's helping you understand first is that you have the power to manifest whatever it is that you want, or to change your situation. So this is one of the things that you have to begin to ingest and to understand. Because as we come into this world and we're in a particular family or environment and culture, they have the ideas that they are teaching you and educating you in terms of how they want you to grow up. So basically, you may get in the habit of thinking whatever it is that other people are telling you is what is. What we do here is help you understand whatever you believe. And you can decide to believe in certain things on your own and begin to recognize that you're connected with powers within you. You come here with these powers in you. That's why I always say we come whole, perfect, and complete, to literally create what you want to take place for yourself. So it's not easy to get away from that prior education of, you know, what you're learning and what people are telling you is what is true or real. What is true or real for them is manifest. And you, each one of us, can on our own begin to manifest what it is that we want. And as we say, you use this power of thought, use the power of imagination and visualization. You use the power of feeling the emotions. You use the essence of faith and believing what you are thinking about and wanting about and desiring is already here. And it's almost like you're opening a door for it to take place. So what he did is he gave us some tips in terms of it's a certain type of manifesting of meditation where you begin to sit down, move into that alpha state. In other words, you get clear and open and allowing this energy to flow within you and expressing itself through you. And as you begin to think of the times that you felt happy and you receive wonderful things going on in your life, having those feelings come up, because these are all vibrational, very strong vibrational feelings, and you want them to take place. And you can do that by the thoughts, by the visualization, by the feeling. So you want to remember things that made you feel good. That feeling is a very strong vibration. And in the memory, you use the senses of smell, of color, a touch, whatever it is that made you get really excited and kind of wallow in it and feel so great. And then visualize the thing that you want to take place and see it taking place and you feeling so good and exciting and having what you want. And if you begin to do this, as he say, 5 minutes a day or often, you are literally attracting and creating this reality for yourself. And this is what we teach all the time. This is for your health, for your relationships, for money, for travel, for whatever it is you want. You know, you want money to flow so that you can go to college. I know that's what I did for myself. I mean, I made sure I went to the best universities. But my family didn't have a lot of money, so I just saw myself. I said, if other people are smart and they can get it, so can I. So I would apply for whatever it is I want and expect to get it and start feeling good about it. And I meet people who thought I should get it because I felt so positive, felt so good, felt myself already smart enough and wonderful enough and beautiful enough to have whatever it is I want. And that's the way it works. You literally create your reality. Back to you.
Great comments as you talked about the alpha state brainwave that we can put ourselves in as he gave that exercise and developing that positive emotion. And have the experience. But going back and taking an incident in the past is what he talked about. You know, as we deal with this new reality that we're experiencing now with this virus, COVID-19, we can definitely look back in our past and find some beautiful moments that we have experienced and bring that forth and put that in an alpha state of bringing into manifestation and then visualizing a picture and then seeing yourself that you already have to achieve. So don't give in, don't give up. Be positive, be creative. There's a lot of stuff, confusion going on the top and those who are ruling our lives. Pray for them that they make the right decisions because they do have power over to tell us what to do and not to do. But just enjoy the moment that God has provided you here. We're going to do a recap now. If you're just joining us, folks, you're listening to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. We come to you each and every morning, Monday through Friday. And this is celebrating our 12th year. And with our goal is to stimulate and activate the divine source that's within you. My name is Dr. Ali. Go Rich Mind, the Prosperity Philosopher. You just heard Dr. Talmadge Swain. And she is our Law of Attraction Queen. And she does a great job. And she's going to do a recap now on what we went over this week. And then we'll come back and maybe open up. We have time to open up a little bit. But we hope that some way and that we have stimulated a positive thought for you this morning. Dr. Swain, what do we have here in a recap that we covered over the last several days?
Yes, okay. So starting back from last Friday, April the 17th, 2020, you, Dr. Goldrichmine, you played a recording by the comedian Funbag on humor on marriage, to experience laughter because we're going through so many heavy things and it's so important for us to stay in touch with that part of us that can laugh and can release anxiety by enjoying a good joke or a good comedic act, which was very, really, really nice. Then Dr. Goldrichmine, you gave tips on staying peaceful and serene and happy. And you read a few apps in terms of how to do this. And then also recommended that we follow the rules for this pandemic. In other words, to stay home, just to you know, keep ourselves clean, keep our surroundings clean. And we can also, since we're home, we repair things and reorganize things in our home. We also can exercise and at home, we can study, we can meditate, but the main thing is to be patient and be without fear and expect things to change to the positive. And I also gave a review of that past week. On Monday, April the 20th, we had a guest. Dr. Love came in at 8:30 to give us tips on how to take care of ourselves during this particular time and in terms of what we need to do to exercise to create a chemical enzyme, a response in our body that will improve our immune system and our lymphatic system. So, he was open for questions by the family, et cetera. And then Billionaire Joe also played a recording by Les Brown on courage. In other words, taking the initiative to change the quality of your life. It was a fantastic meeting. People really was so excited about all the information that Dr. Love gave us also. The Love gave us his site, lovechigong.com. It's a free site, and he literally gives you information in terms of how to keep your body healthy and how to exercise and move your body. Okay, then on Tuesday, April the 21st, Dr. Ulrich Mein spoke on the core belief system, the fact that the values that we have is all energy, and as our thoughts are energy, we create our values from within to receive from our spiritual subconsciousness level on how to create things that we want in our life. Then Dr. King spoke to us on developing our core values from the energy of love, and we had responses from the co-host and many of the BNF family. Then on Wednesday, April 22nd, which is our Big Money Wednesday, Dr. Gorish Mines also played again a comedic recording by Flip Wilson called The Devil Made Me Do It. And this is one of our black comedians who was just so fantastic in terms of keeping us in stitches and laughing and talking about why people do a lot of things and they blame it on someone else. In this case, he always blamed it on the devil. The idea is to know that you can choose your definite purpose by choosing your thoughts and feelings about who you are and what you want to be, and you don't have to blame it on anyone. So things that you can do is to pray, just be positive, take time out to plan, have courage and faith in what you're believing in, take the risk of trying something new, master your challenges by accepting only what you want, and have the dominant thoughts of the things that you truly want to come into reality. So you want to be, do, and have. In other words, you have to believe it before you can even have it or do it. And you want to take the time to create personal knowledge for yourself of what you want. And you do this to create your definite purpose. Really look into or research things that you are interested in and be self-aware that you are worthy of having whatever it is that you want. And then on Thursday, April the 23rd, Billionaire Joe and Billionaire's Happy played a recording from YouTube by Les Brown, and it was regarding rethinking your life and how are you planning for it to be different. And basically, he talked about how are you showing up, what are you doing to make changes in your life, and know that everything can change once you decide to make this change and concentrate on it and focus on it and research what you need to do to make it happen. And then we had great response from the Billionaire Mastermind family. We had a drive-by by Abundantly Wealthy Stan and Rachel Rose, and various other people came in. And we come back to today. Dr. Gorish Mein, back to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
Simply the best.
Yeah.
You're simply the best, Billionaire Baby.
Believe it. I know it.
Yes. You all. Come on now. Yes, come on.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Come on, Tina. Come on.
Simply the best. All right.
Simply the best. Better than all the rest. Yeah. And that's how you should feel about yourself. You're simply the best, folks. Yeah.
What you believe in yourself becomes true, and people then believe in you.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And we got a few minutes here, folks. We want to open up the lines. And any praise reports out there this morning? Any comments on our overall show this morning and the recordings that we have? Nephew Tommy, if you missed that part, wants to know how much money the church have in the bank. That was a nice little comedy piece here this morning. Lines are open. Mic check. Who do we have out there this morning? Star 6, you can come in. How's your day? How was your week? We all shut down. It's a whole bunch of stuff coming in through that one-eye bandit, which is the television. You know, what's going on in your life? Are you holding tight? You holding strong? How's the family issues? Anybody have anything to be blessed and thankful for this morning? Praise report. Good morning as we close out.
Well,
okay.
One thing I heard from my family, and everyone's doing well. I'm hearing from a lot of old friends that
Go ahead.
Old friends that I've had for years in New York. I heard from Jimmy Holloway. I just heard from a whole lot of beautiful people that I've known for years. But the main thing is we do a video app with my son up in Vermont with the kids and my daughter-in-law, and they're doing really well. They're homeschooling. They're with each other and, you know, just being very close and playing with each other, playing on the basketball court and the tennis court in his area, and knowing that change is not terrible, but you have to change to move forward. And they're learning that rules are very important. And this is one of the things they're teaching the kids, that to make certain problems, to resolve certain problems, you have to do certain things. And this is what they're doing, teaching them that, you know, you be careful, stay safe, and follow the rules. Back to you.
Okay, let's get started here. We'll open up one more time. If not, we'll close out.
Priceless Jewels here. I just want to say that what I've been doing is I've been doing some conference calls with Vision Rehab Services and also webinars with the wedding planning business. And this morning I couldn't sleep, so I got up and I started writing down what it is that I am believing is for my life, so that when I come out greater and better.
Wow, fantastic. Priceless Jewel. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah.
Yes, I don't see blessing. I don't see blessing. Father God blessing. Well, more blessing.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, who's that speaking?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, who's that?
Yes, Flowers. Hi. Goes in and goes out.
Flowers.
They only do that once a day. Guess what happened?
Hi.
I went to the store yesterday. I thought I had $4 of food stamps. And I said, I'll get a couple rolls and something else. And when I put it up there and the guy goes, okay, that's $2. He took it, my food stamp card, gave me back the receipt. It said I had $351 as a balance. $351. Of course, I ran to call my friend and said, what's going on? They said they was going to give extra food stamp money. I guess they did. They dropped it on you. I said, praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. That's a great blessing.
That was beautiful. $5.
Now you can take all this stuff.
Say again?
because all this happened.
That's right.
Sharing this thing.
I'm going to go buy some fish, and we're going to have a fish baby.
Yes, I got the blessing.
You got a blessing.
Father, God, blessing. 12 more blessings. I got the blessing. I got the blessing. Them can't stop me. I am blessed.
Okay, where's our closers, billionaire baby? Our closers. Yes.
Billionaire Ellen, awesome, awesome broadcast.
Yes,
I am blessed.
Billionaire.
Thank
I am blessed.
You, Ellen.
Hey. Yes.
Lady Tyson,
Molly. Yeah, Lady Tycoon. Yeah.
Did a lady thing on you?
The Zoom dance. Have you decided on that yet?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Put on with your Zoom. Okay.
Yeah, I got my
you.
Zoom. Get up. I'm getting it up. I'm working on it. I got my account.
Okay. Thanks.
I'm gonna try to start that. Great
day. Great day. Great day. Great day.
Hold one second. I'm getting rid of the music.
All participants are muted. All participants are unmuted. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Well, that's how who speaks, trying to speak. Hit star 6 if it was.
I got it, Lady Tycoon.
Oh, I already did it.
Yes. This is Sahu Speaks. Yes. Supreme day, everyone. Tomorrow on a Cool Culture or at Cool Culture on your Instagram at 2 p.m., myself and my son, we have a business, Baba's Kitchen of Sound Supreme Kids, and we're going to be just performing live on Instagram for just for about 20 minutes just to give energy in terms of keeping our head high and feeling strong and thinking forward. So it's really for friends and families, granddaughters, grandsons, to get your people together for 0 to 6. The age group is really 0 to 6, but the mindset is for everyone in terms of having supreme mind, using music to build your immune system, and how to think forward. So tomorrow, 2 p.m., if you put on Cool Culture, you'll see us at 2 p.m. or go to Instagram at Cool Culture. Peace and love, everyone. Make it a supreme day.
Thanks. Sahusi, if you have a flyer or something, if you want to post it in on our page.
Okay,
that.
That's a great idea.
Okay. For any new calls on the line, by pressing star 6, we'd like to welcome you and just give you the warm welcome. We can return the love, energy, and vibration that we share here each day. If you don't have an opportunity to do that this morning, we invite you to come back again. We are here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, including holidays. So we definitely would love to hear from you. If not today, then do come back another day soon. Let's remember all ages are welcome on this broadcast. So take the opportunity to invite someone to join us, whether live or on a replay, at 712-432-1085, same PIN, 915-358-POUND. When you invite people to the broadcast, make sure you alert them if they have Metro PCS or T-Mobile. Some of the cell phone providers have blocked in regard to conference calling. There's a bridge line that they can dial through. That number is 206-451-6043. Once you dial that number, you do need to enter the conference call number and the pound sign behind it, then the PIN number and the pound sign again. Also, we at the Billionaire Mastermind Forum, we don't have weekends. We have strong beginnings. So this is Karen Christie, Lady Tycoon, KCConnectU.com. Let's go and make it a great day.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you. KC Connects You to the world.
Good
Good morning.
Yes,
Ellen.
Ellen.
Awesome Birdcare.
Before Evelyn goes, there's a lady trying to speak. There's a lady trying to speak before.
Oh. That's okay.
Oh, good.
Okay.
No, you ready?
Oh. Hold it. No. She's saying something.
Yes. Good morning. I am Ardencia. God bless you all this morning. I really enjoyed, as every day, your program. And I want to say be happy, be healthy. Our health is our wealth. And I love you and God bless you. I did my best this morning to share it with many, many people. So I hope that they have joined in and perhaps one day they'll speak. Keep on keeping on to the supreme and the higher mind that we shall have, one in the I am that I am. God bless you.
Father, I am, that's why I'm born. And for them, my time, stop me, fly past them straight. Funny for them, my wicked soul.
This is Evelyn, rejoicing in abundance. And I just want to share something with you about the billionaire mastermind Forum Broadcast family. And we are like a box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get. But you're always knowing so it to be good.
Oh, yeah.
Four.
All participants are unmuted.
What? Crazy good. Crazy, crazy, rich good. Crazy, crazy, rich.
All participants are muted and they can unmute themselves.
For them, my wicked, so what them in the race. You know, them one back the little food from the plate, but I got over the black elf in them straight. So when the wicked rise, does not feed them. For 10 years, me a make it. So they are not to jump on me at work. Hands up from you, now about time. Well, I make me big up, befriend them. Live up every day, it up a place. I resent it, now I'll be everything straight.
Sing.
Yes, yes. Enjoy your song and be blessed. See you on Monday morning. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Appreciate you. My life, I am blessed. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.